Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I am your host, Neetu Da, and we are broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Coast Salish people. And this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, also known as CC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled. But if you look at your phone or on the computer or in your car, wherever you're listening to this on, then you'll know that I mean that ironically. So for today's show, I'm going to start off with another word. I usually talk a lot about words on this show. Actually, I talked about phrases before. Today, I'm going to talk about one word that all of us use a lot. This word, guys, which I am at fault for using a lot myself. Like whenever I approach a group of my friends usually when I approach a group of my friends, I say, hey guys, but they're girls, so it makes no sense. Why am I calling them guys? And I'm wondering, where does that word come from? Like, I don't really think too much about, well, I don't think at all about the origin of words. It's not like a spelling bee where I want to know where the word comes from. I just kind of want to know, like, how that word came to mean that, how guys became a word that means, that applies to everybody, that you can use in place of the word everyone. But I don't like using that word guys. I've really tried to stop doing it. I think on like my first show, I think I actually said guys, and I feel bad about that because I'm sure not all of you are guys. I'm sure there are women out there also. Hopefully I don't only attract guys, even though I'm straight. But anyway, so I'm trying to say everybody now, or everyone now, because I don't want to be exclusive of women. And that's a big part of the station here. And I feel like maybe the word guys actually came out of, like, the domination of men in society. Maybe that's where it came from. But I'm not sure. Maybe it's just a slang that came out. But you also see that sometimes when girls or, not always girls, but sometimes when you approach a group, you say, hey, girls. Or sometimes you have the opposite. It's not, hey, guys. It's, hey, girls. So we're addressing our friends or our audience or whoever we're talking to by gender, which I find kind of weird. It's kind of funny too that we address a group of people by gender. Hey guys, hey girls, instead of hey everybody. I remember in high school, my teacher, Mr. Kwan, he did the same thing. He used to say hey guys and things whenever he was trying to like get our attention or get us to stop talking or just to kind of get us our attention to do something. But then he realized it himself. He realized, like, I shouldn't be saying, hey, guys, when this class is not all guys. This is boys and girls. So then he started saying, hey, everybody. That it's kind of his catchphrase times. I think it's actually in the yearbook or something like that where he started to say, hey, everybody. And I'm trying to do that too. Maybe it's because of Mr. Kwan. I've talked about him before on the show. He's very popular on the show because I find that he's a big influence on me. But there are other teachers also. But I guess they just don't come up as often. I'm sorry, others. But I love you guys all, even though you don't listen to my show. Hopefully one day you will. We'll see. But I think all of us should kind of get out of the habit of saying, hey guys, or hey girls, stop addressing everybody by gender. Maybe we should just say, hey everybody, or hey people. That's good too. Mr. Kwan used to do that too. Hey people, because we're all people, we're all human beings. So hey people, not hey everybody. Of course, you don't have to. This show is full of convictions and contradictions. This is my conviction. My conviction is that we should say everybody, instead of guys and girls or whatever gender term you use. That's my conviction. Of course, there are contradictions to it. I'm sure all of you might not believe in it either. You probably think, oh, it doesn't have any effect, or it's okay. All my friends are guys, so it's good. But I don't know. I think it's a good practice, but that's my opinion, of course. Now I'm going to move on to a new segment called Weird Things You Find on the Street. I'll get a better name for it later. But for now, I'm going to go with it. Weird things you find on the street. Have you ever just, you know, you're just walking down the street and you just see something on the sidewalk? Usually it's just like, you know, a wrapper. Or usually it's like McDonald's, the thing that they put fries in, that cardboard little thing. I usually see things like that on the street, or napkins, plastic bags quite a bit. Plastic bags are a lot on the street. But sometimes you see really weird things. Like in my first year of university, I remember I went to classes, I was heading back to my residence, to the dorms, and I saw underwear on the street. And I thought, how the hell did that get there? Like, it was men's underwear. I don't know, like, the term for it. If it was, like, boxers or shorts, I don't know. But it was men's underwear on the street, and I have no idea how it got there. It was still, like, the first kind of, like, university just kind of started, so it was the first week, so people are still kind of moving in, so maybe it fell out of a bag. I don't know. I feel like that would be unlikely, unless, like, the whole, like, they were carrying the suitcase and they didn't zip it up properly, they dropped the whole thing and all the clothes fell out and they forgot a piece of underwear. Maybe that's what happened, but I feel like that's not what happened. I really wonder how these things end up on the street. I find a lot of socks on the street. That's like my number one thing I find on the street. Socks. I have no idea. How do socks get on the street? Is everybody carrying an extra pair of socks? I don't know. I mean, sometimes I carry an extra pair of underwear, but that's in case, like, my period comes up or something. But socks, like, I guess I kind of understand it if you're going to, like, the gym and you sweat a lot from your feet, you know, you want to change your socks, or if some other sort of athletic activity you're going to do. But still, how? Like, don't we all just have one pair of socks and they're on our feet? How do they get off? And I always see one. It's not like I see two pairs of socks together. It's always just one. And it usually is a girl's sock. Not that I'm saying girls lose socks more or for some reason they're putting socks on the street. It's just an observation. I usually see girls' socks. It's usually like some bright, colorful sort of sock. And I've seen them around UBC and I've seen them close to campus. And I don't know. I always see it here at like UBC. Like whenever I'm home back in Surrey, I don't really see clothing on the street. I see, like, yeah, paper, the plastic bags and garbage and cow poop. I mean, dog poop. I don't live by a farm. A Freudian slip. That's what that was. But that's usually what I see back home in Surrey. I've never seen a sock on the street there or a piece of underwear on the street there. Sometimes I see, like, broken bottles or, like, cans, or you usually see like a lot of cigarettes, like, you know, how they've been smoked down and someone like crushes it. You sometimes see those here at UBC too, but those are kind of common. And you see gum too, but usually when you see gum, it's usually like already stuck to the ground. You know, I've never seen like a piece of gum on like the street that wasn't like already down and like really stuck there, and you can't really like take it off. It just kind of looks like a pattern there now with all the gum there. I've never seen like a fresh one. That would be kind of cool to see a fresh piece of gum, but you usually see that. I'm sorry to say this to UBC students, but it's true. I was in one of my classes once, and we have like these desks or tables that we sit at, where it's like, it's not like a big desk in front of you, it's like this one that you can pull up and go to the side. It's one of those. And at the bottom, I usually find gum. And I'm touching, I usually accidentally end up touching this person's gum, which they put there. Why do you do that? There's like so many garbage cans here on campus. They're all over the place. You think you would graduate from that level of putting gum under desks and seats too. Sometimes, like, I usually put my backpack under my chair. Not everybody does that, but I feel like I'm more comfortable with it under me than, like, to the side. I feel like it's less accessible to other people who might steal it. I don't know. I think about all these weird little things sometimes about how someone might steal something from me. Maybe I think too much during the day, but at least I don't daydream during class. But yeah, that's what I usually do. And I'm sure all of you probably have, like, you've probably seen different things on the street. You could probably think of some better, weird things that you've seen on the street. I've only seen, like, underwear and socks. I've only seen clothing. But I think even that's weird enough. Because whenever I see this stuff, I'm always thinking, like, how did it get there? What course of events happened that got there on the street? I always wonder. I get, like, how, like, beer cans and, like, garbage ends up on the street. That's more understandable than clothing. So I'm gonna let you guys think about what kind of weird things have you seen on the street. Maybe tell me if you can email the program manager here at the station, Madeline Taylor. She is the current program manager, and through her you can contact me, you can tell me, and then I can share it with everybody, all these weird things that we see on the street.
good sound versus a bad sound. Now, what is a sound? We detect it and we feel it. Soca music can be best described as jump up music. During carnival time, we party, or as we say, fet, we jump in the streets, and soca music is definitely the driving force.
Because ka is the first letter in the Sanskrit alphabet. It represents movement, and soca is the power of movement.
Soca is going to be the one that the people jumping all the time. Because soca is really an irresistible beat. And I would really look at it as the ultimate dance music. And for a lot of people who have never heard it before, the minute they hear it, they're hooked on it.
Now, you're inside the Soca Storm.
Every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., listen to Soca Storm on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
There's nothing good about winter. The days are shorter, the sun isn't as sunny, and it's freaking cold.
Yeah, but there's also the annual winter issue of disorder. Pick up your copy of Disorder, that magazine that's salty enough to melt the iciest of seasonal affective disorders from CITR, at one of our over 100 distribution locations. To share some fireside cheer with Kathleen Hepburn, a local independent director, enjoy a cup of metaphorical cocoa with BB over their first full album release, make some non-denominational sugar cookies at Chinatown's Pollyanna Library with Jonathan Q, take a sleigh ride through CITR's seasonal special listening guide, and of course, enjoy reviews of local shows and new releases. And an extra special holiday shout out to our advertisers, Tambor Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, the Cinematheque, and Mint Records.
I guess winter's not that bad.
Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and just now you heard the songs from Justin Wright from his album, or her album, I'm not sure about the gender. Genders come up a lot in this show. From the album Pattern Seeker, and the song was Glass Alphabet. And then we also heard from Film and Music from the album Telltale, and we heard the songs A Turn of Events and A Walk Through Town. And that is it for Convictions and Contradictions. And next up at 10 a.m., we have Rocket from Russia.